In response to descriptions at the West Wing and Bob Woodward's forthcoming book and the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times, President Donald Trump has responded in part by touting his poll numbers. Let's take a closer look with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, what are those poll numbers that the president is pointing to?
President Trump, I have to say, does not source his quoting of poll numbers, and we never know where he's getting the numbers he talks about. But I can say that at this point, his approval rating in our Gallup number has stayed at 41%. We'll see if that goes down next week. There have been a couple of polls that came out showing him in the 30% range. Wall Street Journal ABC poll, I think, had him at 37%.
What service is he referring to when he says he has 90% GOP approval and 52% overall?
Yeah, that's an interesting tweet that he put out in late August. The 90% number, we think, comes from an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which came out at about that time. And that, in fact, is accurate. He does very well among his Republican base. We haven't had him quite that high, generally speaking, but the 90% number did come from that poll among Republicans. But he went on to say 52% overall, which we and others cannot find in any poll we've looked at.
The president continues to lash out at the media, and I understand Gallup has new numbers on the public regard for various entities, including the Wall Street Journal.
Indeed, we did a big project and have done several ongoing projects with the Knight Foundation, looking at Americans' perceptions of a number of aspects of the news media. But in one of those, we asked Americans to rate whether or not they thought each of 17 different media sources were biased or unbiased. Republicans overall are more cynical about the average of all 17 of those news media entities than Democrats. In other words, no matter what you put in front of them on average, Republicans are more likely to say they're biased than Democrats are on average.
Including Fox News?
Well, that's what's interesting. Only two out of the 17 that Republicans rated, two news media entities, actually were in positive territory, where Republicans said they were more unbiased than biased. But Fox News, which was at the top of the list among Republicans, only had a +3. In other words, almost as many Republicans say that Fox News is biased as say that it is unbiased. And then the Wall Street Journal had a +2. And then every other single news media that we tested, another 15 of them, were all way in negative territory in terms of being biased. By contrast, out of that group of 17, Democrats said that 11 of those were more unbiased than biased. In other words, they got a positive mark. So looking at everything in general, Republicans are just very cynical, or at least perceive that all media, in essence, are biased rather than unbiased, with some differentiations. Fox News at the top of the heap, as we said, and CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Times are seen as the most biased of all by Republicans.
Where does PBS News and NPR fall in the rankings?
They do quite well. Now, among Democrats, PBS News comes in second at a +70, which is a hugely positive number. In other words, the net between being unbiased and biased is a +70 among Democrats for PBS. Only AP News is on top of that. And NPR comes in right below that, basically tied for third place with ABC, CBS, and NPR. So they're near the top of the list among Democrats. Among Republicans, NPR is actually about halfway through the list, and PBS News is actually fifth on the list among Republicans.
Frank, I understand Gallup's annual update on views of the nation's business and industry sectors is out. Any surprises this time around?
No real surprises, but I was thinking about this when I looked at the hearings that were held on Capitol Hill, not for Kavanaugh, but for the executives that came in from Facebook and from Twitter, where they were grilled by Congress about the biases, perhaps, in how they did their social media, particularly their news coverage and search results, although Google wasn't there in terms of search results. And we found that between the two industries, the computer industry actually has the most positive image of any of the ones that we tested, and the federal government has the least positive image. So in terms of just imagery alone, those computer executives certainly were in a better place in far as the American public is concerned than the federal government itself. In addition to the computer industry, which is the most positive industry that we tested in terms of its image, just its overall image, anything to do with food, Dave, tests very well. Restaurant industry, farming and agriculture, grocery industry. Now, down at the bottom of the list, it's the pharmaceutical industry, the healthcare industry, and also the oil and gas industry. Now, these are the ones, along with the federal government, that Americans have the most negative reactions to when we list them for the public.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.